From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump's blueprint for reforming America's immigration system is drawing fire from advocacy groups at both ends of the ideological spectrum. The president's framework would provide a 10 to 12-year path to citizenship for DACA-eligible immigrants. It would also give preference to immigrants with skills needed in the U.S. economy and end a visa lottery that gives people across the world a chance to come legally to the United States. The plan would also increase border security by erecting a wall between the United States and Mexico. Immigrant rights groups criticized the plan as well as Trump's promotion of it in Tuesday's State of the Union address to Congress, and the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors restrictive immigration policies, said Wednesday the president's framework amounts to instant amnesty for 1.8 million undocumented youth brought to America as children. Rights groups are criticizing President Trump's decision to keep the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, open. Noor Zafar, with the Center for Constitutional Rights, has helped represent Guantanamo detainees in federal court. She told VOA Trump's order was making good on his campaign promises. She said Wednesday this is a piece of his broader anti-Muslim, Islamophobic rhetoric that he's used to rile up his base. During his State of the Union speech, Trump said Guantanamo Bay was crucial to ensure the U.S. has all necessary power to detain terrorists. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa